And let's say hello to our next contestants, Tom Williamson and Megan Williamson. This is our first father-daughter competition that we've had on the show. Do you do other hobbies and outings together?
Yeah, we do. It took us about 7 years, but we watched every movie in the AFI Top 100 film list.
Oh, the American Film Institute Top 100?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which one do you think deserves a prequel if you could make one, Megan?
I would love to see a prequel of Casablanca.
Yeah. Tom, how about you?
That's a tough one. I almost feel obligated to say Citizen Kane, but if you made a prequel to Citizen Kane, you wouldn't need Citizen Kane, right?
Sure.
Because it would explain... It would explain the whole Rosebud thing. And...
Well, we're going to explore this idea a little further as this game is called Prequel Opportunity. Jonathan Coulton, can you please explain?
Sure, sure I can. It's official. Hollywood has run out of ideas. I don't know if you heard about this in the news. They made every sequel they could think of, and now it's all about the prequels. It's all they have left. So in this next round, we've dreamed up some imaginary prequels to some classic movies. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how about an example?
If I said the movie Schirmer High School shows us John Bender's tumultuous freshman year, long before the detention days he served in this 1985 film, the answer would be The Breakfast Club.
Makes sense, right? So
sure.
We are looking for the film that inspired these made-up prequels, and the winner will move on to our final round. Ready?
Sure.
Here we go.
In Walmart Aisle 5, the prequel to this 1995 Pixar feature, Woody and friends kill time in a megastore, waiting for some kid to take them home. Megan!
Toy Story.
Toy Story is correct, yes.
Hold on to your seats, Tampa. Exquisite Strip Club shows exotic male dancers in training, bedazzling their first banana hammocks, and getting hilariously entangled in their tear-off pants.
I'm afraid,
Tom. That was very quick.
Can I
very
just
quick
say,
ring, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Can I just say I never saw the movie?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And I'm thinking it's Magic Mike.
It is Magic Mike.
Really, I swear.
It was a good movie. I saw it. I liked it.
Oh, okay.
In Bus 2525, the prequel, over the course of several months, Annie uneventfully takes a Los Angeles bus to and from work.
Movie with a bus.
Tom.
Speed.
Speed is correct. Bushwood Country Club is the story of one gopher's journey to the haven of an upscale golf club and the Cinderella story of the wacky groundsman hired to kill him. Megan.
Caddyshack.
Yes.
In Chuck from Memphis, we watch systems engineer Chuck Nolan fly around the country to make sure FedEx packages arrive on time. It is not very interesting. Megan.
Castaway.
That's correct.
Does he talk to like a golf ball in that one or something that he carries around?
That's sort of his thing. He's got a friend who's a ball in every movie.
Just gets bigger the more desperate
yeah,
he gets.
Right. Oh.
Kellerman's Mountain House brings us to a grandiose Catskills resort lodge in the summer of 1962, where the kids play tetherball, weave baskets, and rehearse for the end-of-season talent show. No sexy rumbas for you. Megan.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes, indeed. If you win the talent show, you get a borscht belt.
Wow.
Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how did our family fare in this?
Megan, you get a starring role in the sequel we call the Ask Me One More Final Round. Congratulations.
Coming up, Jonathan Coulton finds a new way to bring us comfort in a music game called Crash Test Yummies. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.